My card.
Wearing that pen.
Yes.
Sli Mohawk, thank you very much for being with us. Climate scientist, director of the International Center for Climate Change and Development in Bangladesh. And that wraps up our 10th COP that Democracy Now! Has covered, beginning in Copenhagen in 2009. Special thanks to our crew here in Katowice, Poland.
This is KBOO Portland. The time is 5 o'clock. Coming up next is your evening news.
We give special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today.
Breakfast provided by Daily Cafe, located in the Pearl District at 902 Northwest 13th Avenue, serving seasonal breakfast, lunch, along with wine spirits, open daily for breakfast and late lunch.
Lunch provided by Paninoteca, a European-style pushcart serving sandwiches with gluten-free options. Paninoteca is located downtown and open Monday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. More details can be found at paninotecapdx.com.
Dinner provided by Danwei Fanting, located at 803 Southeast Stark Street. Chinese home-style dishes prepared daily from 11:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. or later. Dinner was delivered by Caviar. Caviar provides food deliveries from restaurants all over Portland.
For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now.
This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Railroad Earth, returning to Portland for a three-night New Year's Eve run on December 29th, 30th, and 31st. Doors open at 7, show starts at 8 p.m. You can find tickets and more information about these 21 and over performances by Railroad Earth over New Year's at revolutionhall.com.
And now, your daily volunteer-produced community newscast, the KBOO Evening News.
Coming up on the KBOO Evening News, we will be talking with the owners, about international news from Friends of Public Service, and we will get the latest update from the news of the Middle East.
In national news, we will hear from our friends at Public News Service. Good evening. This is the KBOO Evening News for Friday, December 14th, 2018. I'm Linda Olson-Osterlund.
And I'm Rachel Hartley. Oregon House Speaker Tina Kotek is currently working on a proposal to end single-family zoning restrictions. It would cause all cities in Oregon with a population of 10,000 or higher to allow more than four homes to be built on land protected by single-family zoning laws. These zoning laws come from a 1924 ban on attached housing in certain neighborhoods, which occurred after the Ku Klux Klan gained several electoral positions in Oregon, including the House Speaker and Multnomah County Commission in 1922. In 1921, a White House task force made up of outspoken segregationists formed to push zoning regulations on U.S. cities. This was the political climate when the first single-family zoning law in Portland was passed. In 1959, Portland expanded the ban to almost every neighborhood in the city. By 2018, the highest income neighborhoods include many of the original neighborhoods of the 1924 zoning law.
Marlboro tobacco maker Atria Group has just acquired a whopping 45% of the stock of the Canadian cannabis company Cronos. Stock in tobacco has been falling after years of litigious and cat and mouse with the government in Canada. The CEO of Cronos stated that this huge investment won't really go towards grow operations, but towards, quote, genetics, technical assistance, taking back the product and ultimately processing it, formulating it, branding it, and distributing it, end quote.
KBOO volunteers have stepped up their game to bring you this locally produced newscast every single evening. So now we're asking you to do the same. Joining us is Roy and Molly to talk about how you can support KBOO Community Radio.
Thank you, Rachel, and thank you both for reading the news to us tonight. And you're listening to KBOO Evening News. You count on us to bring you what's happening locally, internationally, bringing you the information that you need to understand your world. And we can only do this with the support of our membership, like people just like you. And you're a very important part of this effort. We need you to call and continue to support your local radio station. And our phone number is 877-500-5266. We need you to call now. We reached our goal last hour, which was fantastic, but we do have a new goal this hour of $300 to make. So we need you to call now, 877-5266.
You know, Molly, when I started here at KBOO volunteering about three and a half years ago, I started in the newsroom. It's a great place to start because the folks there care. They want to know about the community, want to make sure that they keep the community informed. And, you know, one of the things that you won't hear on KBOO Evening News is the latest car crash, the latest crime spree. What you'll hear are in-depth pieces about the neighborhoods, about the community. And this is because it's a team of volunteers who care about getting the message out and care about keeping the community informed and involved. So this is a good time to show your support for the news organization and for the public affairs programming that you frequently hear on KBOO by picking up that phone and giving us a call. Call 877-500-5266 and show your support for Rachel and Linda and Sam and Jasmine and all the other folks who put in so much time and effort to make sure that you've got the news you need to hear. Again, that number is 877-500-5266. Or if you prefer, you can go online to kboo.fm and click on that donate button. But whichever way you choose to do it, please do it now. These folks need to know that you support their efforts. They are here. They're giving their time. They're giving their energy. And they're giving their commitment to make sure that you are informed. So please show your support for those efforts. Pick up that phone. Give a call. We're suggesting $10 a month. You can pick up the Democracy Now! T-shirt for that. Or if you want to be, you know, if you're just at a point where that's a little bit too much, perhaps $5 a month will get you the KBOO tote bag. It's handsome, it's useful, and it shows you, your friends, and your neighbors that you're committed to your community radio station. So one more time before we go back to our anchors, this is KBOO's Fall Membership Drive. Call us now at 877-500-5266.
A 20-year civil war has been coming to an end in the Horn of Africa as the Ethiopian government plans to remove troops from the border with Eritrea. The Ethiopian Prime Minister Ahmed entered office in April after an unexpected resignation of former President Desalegn Gyat. Since then, President Ahmed has released thousands of political prisoners and journalists, terminated charges against diaspora-based media outlets, allowed protesters to return home, and normalized relations with the neighboring country Eritrea by giving up disputed border territory. Many see President Ahmed, the country's first Oromo leader, our first leader from the Oromo community, as a progressive leader for change, paving a road for peace and being a voice for youth and many ethnic groups in the region.
On Thursday, the U.S. Senate voted to halt American military support for Saudi Arabia's devastating proxy war in Yemen. This resolution was followed by a second almost unanimous vote to condemn the Saudi Crown Prince for the killing of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Senate members Bernie Sanders, Chris Murphy, and Mike Lee, key sponsors of the resolution, have been sourcing support for over a year. Sanders and Murphy explain that they gained more bipartisan momentum for the resolution following the Saudi bomb attack on Yemeni children riding a school bus and the Saudi government sanctioned killing of Khashoggi in October. The 56-41 vote is the first time Senate used their powers to demand an end to military actions since the 1973 War Powers Act. The U.S. President and U.S. will still have to review, and the U.S. House will have to review the resolution and sign it into action.
You are listening to a membership drive special of the KBOO Evening News. Us volunteers here, we work hard every day to bring you the KBOO Evening News. We're hoping that you'll take this moment to show your support for our efforts and for KBOO Community Radio.
Thank you, Linda, and thank you, Rachel, for putting together the news. My name is Ray. I'm here with my friend Molly, and we want to take this opportunity to once again reach out to you, our listeners, to ask you to show your support for the efforts of the KBOO news team, the public affairs team, the culture team, the arts and culture team, the programmers, the music programmers, all the volunteers who work so hard to make sure that KBOO fulfills its mission of community service and community information. We've been doing it for 50 years. We want to do it for 50 more, and we can with your help. So call us at 877-500-5266. Again, that number is 877-500-5266, or you can go online at kboo.fm and click on the donate button, or if you have your cell phone app, you can go to the KBOO app and click on donate there. But no matter how you choose to do it, this is the time. This is our short fall or holiday membership drive. It will end tomorrow. We want to go into the new year financially healthy and ready to continue to keep the community informed and entertained, and we can only do that with your help. We're suggesting a $5 a month commitment, membership commitment, which you can easily be charged to your credit card, and with that commitment, you will be able to get the KBOO tote bag, which is both functional and handsome and shows off your support for KBOO. So please, give us a call, 877-500-5266.
Thanks, Ray. And you know, you value getting news from many perspectives and news that includes voices that aren't heard on other stations or on other outlets. And we break local news that affects you right here in your community. We bring you national and global news as well. And you are an important part of this effort. We need your help to keep ourselves on the air. We have wonderful volunteers coming in, creating these new news broadcasts. They're members, and you also, as a listener, are a member. We're suggesting right now a $5 a month donation. That's $60 a year, and that can be yours. Calling right now, 877-500-5266, or go online at kboo.fm. You can click on the donate button, and we would love to send you a beautiful tote bag. Also at that same membership level is the KBOO beanie. So if you're feeling a little cold, you know, it's been a little cold the last couple of weeks, add that to your hat collection. Keep yourself warmed up out there.
And judging by the weather when I was walking in this afternoon, Molly, I suspect by the time we leave, that beanie would be very handy. And if for only $5 a month, did you say?
That's right. And then everyone out there can recognize you as a KBOO member. You meet, make new friends, strike up conversations.
And show your support while you're keeping your head dry and warm. So give us a call, 877-500-5266. And show your commitment and get the beanie or get the tote bag. Either one is only $5 a month. It's a nice gift to show in return for your support for your community radio station. So we're asking you once again to show your commitment, show your support, help make sure that people like Rachel and Linda and Jasmine and Sam and on and on and on have the resources they need so that they have the tools that they need so they can go out and get these interviews, so that Sam can continue to go to the city council meetings and we can continue to do the remotes like we did at the HOP. I'm trying to remember the name of it, the remote at the cannabis store on Tuesday night. But these things all take money, and they take equipment, and they take volunteers' time. Well, the volunteers are willing to give their time, but the equipment and the support, it comes from you. So pick up the phone, give us a call, 877-500-5266, or online at kboo.fm.
And did you know that over 80,000 people listen to us in the Portland metro area and online every week, but only about 6,000 listeners are members? So you know who you are. Now is a great time to become a KBOO member if you haven't already done so. You know, we run on a lot of volunteer time and energy, but we do have some real costs that we can use your help to pay for. Our transmitter, we spend $60,000 a year on our transmitter and tower rental. Our phones and internet bill is $20,000 a year. So these are real costs that your donation, your membership goes to. Right now, we are suggesting a $5 a month amount, and that can be yours by calling right now, 877-500-5266.
You're listening to the KBOO Evening News. Stay tuned after this newscast for Sojourner Truth at 6 o'clock for today's world news. And at 7, it's The Struggle with Alyssa Pariah. Tonight's weather in Portland will be partly cloudy with some evening rain. A low of 39 degrees, south winds of 15 to 25 miles per hour. Today in history marks 10 years since Iraqi journalist al-Zadi threw his shoes at U.S. former President George W. Bush during a press conference in Baghdad. The quote of the day is from Nelson Mandela, and quote, "If you talk to a man in a language he understands, that goes to his head. If you talk to him in his language, that goes to his heart."
I watch the fire that grew so low.
And now it's time for today's report from National Native News, the daily newscast dedicated to Native American news, issues, and culture.
This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. A woman who attended the climate change gathering in Poland last week is in Rapid City, South Dakota, providing updates. Andrea Carmen is executive director of the International Indian Treaty Council. She was a member of a group of indigenous people who found a new place at the table in climate talks. Victoria Wicks has more.
The 24th Conference of the Parties, or COP24, was called to work out a plan to put the 2015 Paris Climate Agreement into action. Andrea Carmen says indigenous people will now have meaningful participation in that plan. Conference participants officially adopted a new platform to give indigenous people equal rights and equal footing. She says some countries objected to allowing indigenous people to have the same status as their own representatives. But she says those countries recognize the value of indigenous people's potential contributions.
They also are quite desperately seeking our advice and information and input, because everybody except maybe just a few politicians realizes the crisis situation we're up against.
Signatories to the Paris Accord agreed to cap global warming at 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. Now, Carmen says some countries are trying to back out of that agreement, but she insists it must stand.
Many, many scientists have said that anything more than that, indigenous peoples ways of life and ecosystems will be devastated, and that means cultural destruction as well.
Carmen says all humans depend on a healthy earth, but indigenous people are in the forefront because of their direct relationship with the natural world. For National Native News, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City, South Dakota.
An updated version of a bill that would promote energy development and independence on tribal lands awaits President Trump's signature. Arizona Public Radio's Ryan Heinches reports it allows more flexibility in managing oil, gas, and other projects.
The Indian Tribal Energy Development and Self-Determination Act amendments would reduce federal regulation on contracts and leases on reservations. It directs the Energy and Interior Departments to help tribes with technical assistance, planning, and management. The bill amends the Federal Power Act to give tribes increased preference for receiving hydroelectric licenses. In addition, it creates four new projects that would generate energy using biomass for tribal and Alaska Native corporations. The Tribal Energy Act was approved by the U.S. House Monday after the U.S. Senate passed it by unanimous consent last year. Lawmakers had failed to approve other similar energy bills for nearly a decade. The Bureau of Indian Affairs currently approves all energy development projects on tribal lands. Navajo Nation President Russell Begay applauded the bill and says the tribe wants to take full control over its natural resources. For National Native News, I'm Ryan Heinches in Flagstaff.
Tribes and Native organizations are applauding the passage of the Farm Bill, which includes a number of tribal provisions. Among benefits, it establishes a USDA Tribal Advisory Committee, assists in food sovereignty efforts, and expands agricultural economic development. Tribes, Native organizations, and the Native Farm Bill Coalition advocated for tribal communities. The Senate passed the bill Tuesday, followed by the House on Wednesday. Montana State University announced this week it's completed fundraising for a $20 million American Indian Hall on campus after gifts from some Montana families. The project was first proposed more than a decade ago, but securing funds was a challenge. The university now plans to break ground in March and host an opening by 2021. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
Now is your chance to show support for the work of our volunteers and the work that they put in to bring you this newscast, rain or shine, every weekday throughout the year. Joining us now are Molly and Ray to talk about how you can support KBOO Community Radio.
Thank you, Rachel. And my understanding is that we may have a little of that liquid sunshine falling out there, but then this is Portland, and that's what we expect this time of year. And what we also expect this time of year is the support of our listeners. I know that it's a tough time of year to imagine people coming to you and asking for you to contribute, but this is your community radio station, KBOO. And as always, we need your help to make sure that we can continue to deliver the quality of news and public affairs broadcasting that you really want to know, that you want to hear. You don't want to be just watching your local commercial TV or listening to your local commercial radio station. You know the bias. You know the advertisers control the content. Here, you control the content. So pick up the phone. Show your support for your community radio station and call 877-500-5266. Again, that number is 877-500-5266, or go online to kboo.fm.
And how many times have you said to a friend that, "I was listening to KBOO and I heard this story"? That's what KBOO is all about, the stories, the news, and the insights that make you stop and think and start your own conversations with your community, your neighbors, and your family. And so today is your day. You know, maybe you've been listening to KBOO for a while, but you aren't a member. Maybe you've let your membership lapse, but you've heard us asking for support, and we are talking to you. It is the time to call or donate online today. We are suggesting a $5 a month donation, and please call 1-877-500-5266. Right now, we have people standing by to answer your call.
And now, back to your KBOO Evening News.
Climate Connections informs us of the daily impacts of climate change and what we can do about it. Here's today's episode.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections.
It's kind of loud, it sounds.
Installing solar at age 80 might seem like a surprising financial decision. After all, investments in rooftop solar panels can take years to pay off. But Lynn and Richard Adams of Wilmington, North Carolina, have no regrets about taking the plunge 3 years ago.
Well, what we've got left is a pitch.
We may not be in the house long enough to pay off the capital expenditure, but the savings each year have been really remarkable.
The couple also expects that the solar investment will increase the value of their home, a benefit whether they decide to sell it themselves or pass it on to their kids. Research suggests they're right to be optimistic. A 2015 study, sponsored by the U.S. Department of Energy, found that homes with solar panels sold, on average, for about $15,000 more than similar homes without solar. The couple says solar panels are still uncommon in their community, but they'd like to inspire other people, whether retirement age or
not, to make the investment.
We sleep very well at night knowing that we're doing our little bit towards the environment. I would say, if you can do it, do it.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. Learn more at yaleclimateconnections.org.
And now the Middle East Minutes. Conservative media outlets are targeting the lifting of a ban of religious headwear and Rashida Tlaib, the first Somalian woman elected to Congress who wears a hijab. Next, we'll hear about this from Middle East Minutes Plus.
I'm Esti Chandler for the Middle East Minute Plus. Conservative media outlets in the U.S. and Saudi Arabia are targeting Somali-American Congresswoman-elect Ilhan Omar, who wears a hijab, including in response to Democratic officials' efforts to lift the ban on religious headwear in the House of Representatives to accommodate incoming Congresswoman Omar. As reported in Foreign Policy magazine, Saudi academics and intellectuals recently accused Omar and Palestinian-American Congresswoman-elect Rashida Tlaib of belonging to the Muslim Brotherhood in an attempt to smear them. It is believed that both incoming congressional representatives' opposition to new sanctions being put on Iran has caused their attacks in Saudi-owned media. The article in Foreign Policy stresses that the rise of politicians like Omar and Tlaib will contribute in undermining the basic idea that Middle Eastern dictators continue to promote, that their people are not yet ready for democracy. They also fear the rise of Democrats' power in Congress, believing that they will support political change in their countries after they've spent millions of dollars to squash the Arab Spring revolutions and on lobbyists and public relations campaigns to defend and spin their authoritarian policies in the West. And Israeli authorities were ordered by a court yesterday to pay several thousand shekels in compensation for false arrest to Hebron-based Palestinian human rights activist Issa Amra, who sued the state after being detained without justification in an attempt to deter him from conducting a tour of Hebron in 2015. The court also awarded Amra compensation for expenses and legal fees associated with the case. This has been the Middle East Minute Plus, a joint project of KPFK and Jewish Voice for Peace.
She will do the...
You're listening to the KBOO Evening News for Friday, December 14th, 2018. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call us with your breaking news stories and tips at 503-231-8032. Our production team for tonight's newscast is Tammy Hobtiez and Ian Deckler. The producer is Rachel Hartley, and our engineer is Ray Bodwell. The director of the Evening News and Public Affairs is Rachel Hartley. A podcast and transcript of this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews. You're listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM. I'm Linda Olson Osterlund.
And I'm Rachel Hartley. Coming up Monday morning on KBOO, at 7, it's Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8, More Talk Radio with Cecil and Celeste. At 9, the Old Mole Variety Hour looks at the sustainability of China's economy, Trump's attacks on asylum seekers, and more. At 10, on Locus Focus, Barbara Bernstein talks to Columbia Riverkeeper in Hanford Challenge about the next steps for a meaningful cleanup of waste at Hanford. At 11, On the Ground Radio brings you headlines on Yemen, climate, health, and more. All of these KBOO programs are made possible by members' support. If you'd like to become a member, go to kboo.fm and click on Donate.
And thank you so much to Rachel and Linda for reading the news this evening. And it is KBOO's Wintertime Membership Drive. And you value getting your news from KBOO, local, national, international level of news. You hear from National Native News and the Middle East Minute. And if you value this, then we need you to call now and become a member. 877 500 5266 is the number to call. We are suggesting a $5 a month donation right now, and I've got a few folks to thank. Oh, and I want to thank Kim from Gladstone, called and donated. Thank you so much, Kim. Therese from Northeast Portland, and Lenita from Portland, who's also a KBOO host. So thank you to all three of you for becoming, calling, and becoming a member. We can only do this with your support. Call now, 877-500-5266.
And Lenita came in to deliver her donation in person, and we would urge you to do the same. Come on by. We'd be happy to show you around KBOO, show you where your money goes, and show you how you can get involved with community radio here at KBOO and 20 Southeast 8th, just below Burnside. Anytime during the normal business day, pop on in. We'd be happy to give you the tour and show you how you can get involved. But even if you can't, one way we know you can get involved is to take a moment, pick up the phone, and give us a call at 877-500-5266. Once again, 877-500-5266. I'm going to say that one more time before we go to Counterspin. 877-500-5266. Call now.
Welcome to Counterspin, your weekly look behind the headlines. I'm Janine Jackson. This week on Counterspin, you may have heard that in the midterm elections, Republicans in Wisconsin lost the positions of governor and state attorney general, and that their response has been to use their lame duck session to push through legislation to weaken the power of the governor and the attorney general. Outrageous on its own, it's not the only instance of the GOP reacting to electoral results they don't like with overt power grabs that override the will of voters. These maneuvers rely on a lack of public awareness, abetted by a lack of media sunlight,